On this episode, we talk about being unemployed, where to look for a new job, and how to approach finding a new career during a pandemic. Are you ready? Considering that we have come from 14.7% unemployment rate in April to now just under 7% in November, or I guess that's October's, that's pretty impressive. This pandemic has made it very difficult on everybody, and I have a lot of empathy for any of you going through unemployment. You know, I'm there too, as far as my main source of income. You can always donate to this podcast. We'd love to hear and see how it has impacted your life. However, this is not about us. This is about you guys, because this is Lending a Hand. No, this is not a political post, everybody. This podcast is just my perspective of unemployment, of what I think you need to do, because I just had an interesting phone call with somebody, and they too had just moved across the country and are unemployed during a pandemic, probably the worst time. But the conversation I had was really interesting, because we were talking about patience and leverage when looking for a career. Remember those two things, okay? Patience and leverage, because both of those have a huge, huge impact on your life and how you, whether you know it or not, go about the world and your daily lives. Let me explain. Whether you know it or not, that's something that I was just listening to. I sometimes record quick clips for the show, like I did the previous 1 minute and 4 second clip. And I wanted to expand on that, because whether you know it or not, I personally believe that so many people lack self-awareness. And it's a problem. It's a problem because lacking that self-awareness makes us unhappy. What do I mean? Well, let's talk about those two words. Did you remember them? Patience and leverage. When you have patience, you do things slower. You think about it more. In my opinion, what I've found in my life, at least, I'm less regretful for those decisions. But when I don't have patience, let's just use unemployment. Being unemployed and not having patience. Oh my God, I gotta get a job right now. I have to support my family. I've gotta start making some money to pay my bills. I get that. I'm just telling you right now that while that is important and you should do that first, you need to have patience. And this is where so many people struggle. I personally believe we struggle because we don't have the financial leverage. Yes, I said it. The financial leverage. What does that mean? Break it down for you. When you have money in the bank, when you have a savings, when you have, let's use $35,000 in the bank. Not a lot. For some of you, it sounds like a bunch of money. Many of my friends have that, and I'm not saying that because they are wealthy or rich. Many of them only make $40,000 and $50,000 a year. It's about saving. But what does that money do when it comes to leverage? Well, first off, it allows you to be more patient in your next decisions and endeavors. Because when you're not patient, you do things oftentimes that are rushed, quick, and short-minded. Meaning that they are just short-term, I gotta fix this right away. I gotta do this right away. And I'm here to tell you that that is not the correct way. You know, as I say that, I'm sure everyone has a rebuttal. Well, Keaton, you don't know my life. You don't know my situation. And you're very right, and I have empathy for you. But I'm just letting you know that long term, and that's what this show's about, because I cannot wait as we just passed episode 100. I cannot wait to get to episode 200, and then 300, and then 600, and then 2,000. Because you will eventually realize that patience is everything. Unfortunately, we all want it now. And this is a topic we're going to cover on some more podcasts. Wanting things now, how to do it now, because we live in a society and a world that just wants now, instant gratification. Because stress is just so hard. How do we all deal with it? Well, that's what we do. We deal with it. I challenge you, as I end this micro episode, I challenge you to be more patient in life with your family, with your friends, with your fitness, the three F's, family, friends, fitness. I challenge you to be more patient. Think things through and put more thought into them. Don't just chase the paycheck. Don't just chase the prestige, but actually think about what makes you happy. God, I want to give a shout out to everyone up at the Arkansas Democrat Gazette who isn't happy. The place I just got fired from. Let go. Didn't perform well. I want to give y'all a shout out because a lot of y'all ain't happy. Just letting you know. Peace out till tomorrow, guys. Talk to you soon.